You're listening to SBS News.
Zara Dumane is one of Australia's most high-profile IS brides. She left Melbourne for Syria 5 years ago to support the fight for IS, leaving her family behind. Her mother, Oslem Koskin, says she's worried about the safety of her daughter and grandchildren.
I just want to tell her that I love her and my grandkids, and I want them to be safe, and I want her to be strong.
Ms. Koskin has never given up hope of seeing her daughter again, maintaining sporadic contact with her throughout, as Zara went on to marry and have children as part of IS.
I want to speak about it today so it's heard. And then if anything does happen to her, well, you know, I've talked about it. I'm not hiding away.
Ms. Dumane has been living at the Al Hol refugee camp with her two children, 3-year-old Jared and 11-month-old Layla, since February this year, when the final IS stronghold was on the verge of collapse. The children are believed to have been fathered by two Australian IS fighters, one of them Mahmoud Abdul Latif, also from Melbourne. Ms. Koskin says her daughter and grandchildren are in dire need of Australia's assistance.
Food, no medicine. Her daughter had lost extremely a lot of weight and was very sick, had diarrhea. Yeah, they had no doctors there, and they would just say, you know, let them die.
Ms. Dumane, then aged 18, travelled to Syria in 2014. There she married Mahmoud Abdul Latif, who reportedly died just 5 weeks after they wed in 2015. Zara Dumane ran an active Twitter account in her first few years in Syria, believed to be under the moniker Om Abdul Latif. In it, she posted images of women wearing niqabs, clutching rifles and waving IS flags. But Zara's mother believes her daughter was brainwashed by IS radicals and then forced to become a recruiter.
Because she wasn't brought up that way. So, you know, you don't live a life and then go to a completely different life. Yeah, something's not right.
But now her mother says she wants to be forgiven.
She admits that she's done the wrong thing. She's sorry for what she's done.
Roger Shanahan, a Middle East expert from the Lowy Institute, warns it may be difficult to rehabilitate Zara Dumane if she is allowed back to Australia.
She tried to recruit people to build that Islamic State, and she was part of an organisation that was not only brutal to the Syrians and the Iraqis, whose government it tried to overthrow, but also essentially declared war against Australia. I think it's really about an issue of what kind of influence can she have on people if she returns to Australia.
When SBS contacted Home Affairs about this case, the department said it cannot comment on individual cases. For Oslem Koskin, it has been 5 years of turmoil.
My emotions, it's all over the place. I'm angry, I'm upset, I miss her. So it's probably not a healthy way of sort of having a, but that's the way it is.
But she holds hope for her daughter's return, even if that means Zara Dumane will be brought to account before an Australian court. Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.